Welcome back to the podcast. Once again, no pithy intro. And once again, off the cuff, no script. Tonight what I want to talk about is anticipation. You see, this week I have ahead of me is 7 days of about 12 hours each. It's a very busy, packed week where I'm not going to have a lot of time to myself. It's going to be consistently moving and going. And even though the things that I will be doing this week are things that I've worked very hard at, things that I have built up abilities in order to get to this level, the point where I can do these things, I still feel this sense of anxiety building up in me, like pressure. And I know that some of that is fear, and I know that some of that is a more complex version of fear. See, we have the fear of doing something, but then there's the fear of what that will mean. And I know I just used simpler words and made that even more confusing. So there's the fear of having to do something. But then there is the fear of what doing that will mean to us. It's sometimes called the fear of success. You know, the fear that we have, the initial fear is the fear that we will fail at the thing we're going to do, that we are not up to the task. But then this other fear, this fear of success, if you still like to call it that, It's a complexity that also weighs on our mind, because it tells us that if this continues, if this track continues, if you are successful, then that will bring change. And that's one of the reasons that I'm hesitant to call it fear of success, because it's not the success that we are afraid of. It's actually the change that we're afraid of. It is very easy to stay soft and comfortable and warm right where we are, instead of trudging out into the rain to explore new lands. But you stagnate if you stay in one place for too long. So what you have to do when you feel that buildup, when you feel that anticipation, is you have to reinterpret that anxiety. You have to understand that your brain deals with anxiety and excitement in exactly the same way. You have the same exact physiological response to anxiety and to excitement. So when you feel this pressure, this fear, this anticipation, start to look at it as excitement. Remember what it was like on Christmas Eve when you were a child, or the night before your first sports game. Those are good feelings of anticipation. So what I've been doing is reminding myself of that. And sometimes it requires that repetitive mantra type behavior where you keep telling yourself something until you believe it. I'm excited. I am excited. This is going to be fun. Hype yourself up. Build yourself up. And maybe that works. Maybe it doesn't. But it doesn't hurt. I believe that you're going to digest the words that come out of your mouth. Your mind is going to digest them. We probably hear ourselves better than we hear anyone else. So that's what I'm thinking about right now. I'm thinking about this anxiety and this excitement and learning to change lanes, learning to transform. I hope that helps you guys out in some way. Thank you so much that I've seen the numbers going up on the downloads, so I assume that whatever I'm putting out is reaching you guys in a way that you're finding valuable. And until next time, remember, failure is not an option. It's a requirement.